Welcome back, and let's take a look at the JSE performance now. And the All Share closing slightly lower, 0.35%. Resources shedding 0.8%. Financials slightly, well, not slightly really, down by almost 0.6%. And industrials losing almost 0.5%. To look at those numbers and more, I'm joined in studio by Andile Buthelezi. He is from Centaur Capital. Andile, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Pretty red picture. Obviously, the loss is not that deep. Also, quite an active Friday from the company's front. What stood out for you?
Yeah, I mean, some of the losers stood out for me today. If we have a look at South 32 losing, I think I lost all it at 5%, Exxaro down. And on the losing side of, and on the winning side of things, rather, we saw maybe Mr. Price a bit of a bounce after a shocker of a day yesterday. We saw Hammerson running, I think, 3.5% the last time I checked on potential Brexit, soft Brexit news, that is. So, yeah, those are some of the things that stood out for me today.
Having seen the picture just now on the JSE, any of those big losers for the day having an impact on how the numbers are looking?
If you have a look at what South 32 did, they released results earlier in the week. I think it was yesterday, and the market didn't really like what they saw. They particularly play in the mainly in the aluminium and coal spaces, and we've seen over the recent while that coal prices have been under a bit of pressure. So a large part of the decrease in their earnings was due to a fall in the coal prices, a fall in the aluminium prices. They did announce as well that they have moved forward with the sale of the South African coal assets, and they've narrowed down that bid to Seriti Coal Mine. Mm. It looks like they're the sole bidder that's left. So, yeah, generally speaking, the market didn't like what they saw, though. It remains to be seen whether or not they can execute on the sale. They're looking to execute by mid next year.
Now, another company with the market, which the market clearly did not like what they came out with, is Grindrod. Impairments, they're weighing heavily on those numbers. What's your take on that?
I didn't get a chance to look at those Grindrod numbers, but I think Grindrod also operating in a difficult space right now. I think when their shipping business is not doing too well as well. But yeah, I think not much to add on that, though.
On the positive, though, Northern Platinum, strong numbers there. Your views on that?
Decent-looking numbers. Northern Platinum is one of the platinum group metal producers in South Africa that has a growing volume growth profile over the next few years. So they're growing volumes in an environment that has a supportive basket price in dollar terms. You also have a weakening rand, so they're benefiting from that. Just to give you an idea, they grew volumes in terms of volume sold. They grew 20%. Over this past period. So they grew volume sold in an environment where the basket price is running. And if these basket prices persist, then Northern Platinum is in a position to make quite a bit of cash over the next few years.
Which is actually quite good, because later on we actually speak to the CEO, that is Paul Dunn. So hopefully we'll get more insight into exactly what else kind of benefited those particular numbers. Another company also coming out with quite an impressive performance, of course, is NEPI half-year numbers. What's your take on those?
Those numbers also look decent. I mean, if you look at their rental income growth, I think sitting at 6% on a like-for-like basis. If you include some of the new acquisitions, we're looking at 21%. They mainly operate in an environment that I don't know too well, which is that central eastern European region, particularly Romania, Hungary, I think. And they seem to be faring well out there. They seem to know the market well.
Yeah.
Their numbers are particularly impressive because they actually operate in the retail segment mainly. So for them to still be doing well in the retail segment in this environment is quite good. They managed to reduce their vacancies from about 3.8%, sitting at around 2.6% now. So.
And it appears acquisitions as well as the completion of some of the developments also helped. In terms of organic growth, do you think that's a sustainable way to grow your book?
Well, like-for-like is at 6%, and I think 6% in an environment like this is decent in terms of organic growth.
Let's shift a bit and look at how the picture is looking overseas. The Fed, Jerome, speaking earlier today, what stood out for you there?
Yeah, so earlier in the week, we saw the release of the Fed minutes after the meeting that they had earlier in the year where they cut interest rates. And the sense that we got from the release of those minutes was that this cut of theirs was a mid-cycle cut, an insurance cut, not necessarily the beginning of a long cutting cycle. When Jerome was speaking today, he came across as a bit more dovish, as a bit more willing to consider a potential another cut when they meet again in September now, which is exactly what the market is pricing in.
Yeah.
So it seems as if all he did by speaking today was confirm the suspicions that they will be cutting. But of course, Jerome speaking was contrasted by the news that we saw earlier on by the Chinese saying that they're going to now impose a 5% tariff on $75 billion worth of U.S. goods, which includes oil. And you saw oil prices take a fall on the back of that. So markets don't really know which one to react more to.
Yeah.
The escalation in the trade wars or the fact that money is likely to be cheaper when the Fed cuts. It remains to be seen which one of those two forces wins the day.
Hopefully you are not split in terms of where you're putting your money at tonight. And what is your stock pick?
I have an interesting one, I think. My stock pick is rhodium, which is a platinum group metal that a lot of our platinum mining companies in South Africa produce. It is mainly used in a catalytic converter that you find in vehicles. And the idea with it is that it helps to reduce emission levels that come out of a car. The reason I'm choosing it today is because demand for this particular metal is rising in an environment where there's new legislation being introduced that requires these vehicle manufacturers to reduce emission levels even more than they currently are. There's, particularly speaking in China and in Europe, China, there's this regulation called China 6 that officially kicks in the 1st of January. So yeah, there's an increase in demand for this metal and the commensurate supply, it just isn't there. So I think based on the fundamentals, I like those fundamentals.
Thank you so much, Andile. Well, you heard from Andile, that's where he's putting his money at tonight, at Rhodium being his stock pick. That was Andile Buthelezi from Centaur Capital. What is your stock pick?
I have an interesting one, I think. My stock pick is rhodium, which is a platinum group metal that a lot of our platinum mining companies in South Africa produce. It is mainly used in a catalytic converter that you find in vehicles. And the idea with it is that it helps to reduce emission levels that come out of a car. The reason I'm choosing it today is because demand for this particular metal is rising in an environment where there's new legislation being introduced that requires these vehicle manufacturers to reduce emission levels even more than they currently are. There's, particularly speaking in China and in Europe, China, there's this regulation called China 6 that officially kicks in the 1st of January. So yeah, there's an increase in demand for this metal and the commensurate supply, it just isn't there. So I think based on the fundamentals, I like those fundamentals.
Thank you so much, Andile. Well, you heard from Andile, that's where he's putting his money at tonight, at Rhodium being his stock pick. That was Andile Buthelezi from Centaur Capital.